Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting third. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pid Purdy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chuck Dressen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Val Pisanich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eparixi. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Eparixi. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Hargreaves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hargreaves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Kelly moves to second. Pid Purdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eparixi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rixi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Callahan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Adams reaches second base with a double. Kremer moves to third. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Walker reaches second base with a double. Pid Purdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purdy is 0 for 1 in the game. Purdy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Purdy reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dressen hits a line drive towards third. Trainer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanich is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanich hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Purdy tags and moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pittenger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Trainer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Pirates. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eparixi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rixi is 0-for-1 in the game. Rixi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-2 in the game. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Rixey moves to second. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rixey moves to third. Callahan moves to second. Pid Purdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Purdy hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kremer strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dressen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Val Pisanich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanich is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Pisanich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barnhart throws the ball into right, who relays the ball to Adams, who tags Pisanich trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dressen moves to third. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eparixi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rixi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rixi takes first base on ball 4. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds won. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnhart moves to third. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trainer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callahan for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargreaves hits a pop-up towards third. Dressen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kremer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Pisanich and he is safe. Wehner steals second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dressen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pit Purdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Purdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Zitzman pinch runs for Pit Purdy. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dressen hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Pisanich hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Zitzman now playing left field. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rixey, and towards Kritz, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rixey, and towards Kritz, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Pipp pinch hits for Eparixi. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-4 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Callahan hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.